This week's Torah away has been sponsored by Family Markovic, Lichvayt Simchas Haba Mitzvah Shel Osher Markovic, Yehirot Zen Chiyisku, Hoyrov Vesekeinov, Lerav Nachas Mimeno, Mikol Yoytze Chalosov. Chof Dalet Cheshvan, 25th of November, Rabbi Tovi Hirsch, Be'inyan Kivri Ho'obois Ve'imois.
Sanhedrin, that the Gemara on the base brings that Shvor Malka, who's a Melech Poras, he is Rav Chama. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to do Kvura? Kvura Sameis. So Rav Chama answered him that we see it in a number of places. There was King, the son of Yeravam, when they buried him, it says in the Torah, the Ikvarois of Ispadu, he was a bit of a more of a tzaddik than his father. So Shmuel Malka says, no, that was Minig Olam. So then Rav Chama told him that it says that there's going to be Oynish, which is going to be in Yirmiyo, it states it was Oynish on the Rishoyim, Shelo Ikvarois of Ispadoisim, Kedoyim in Alpine Adoma. He says, yeah, because it was a Minig. Minig Olam. So he told him, Tzadikim. So Shmuel Malka had derech eretz with Tzadikim. So he brought a raya that Tzadikim were buried. Who's a Tzadikim? So Rashi says, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv. He says, also, yeah, that's all Minhagim. So then Rav Chama said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Isaac and Kvura of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, yeah, like the Shanais from Minhagim the Alma. It's the beginning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu already. You can't have more of a raya than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's also been hung about? So the Gemara says, cover tikverenoi. We know the cover tikverenoi, that is the Makar, that's the Chiv Kvura, as the Gemara says before. So for cover, Shoramal says, no, that means be not Oroin. But the going to the Zazach, you put him in Oroin, you place him somewhere, for Israel, in the center of town maybe. So let's go covered, it could be in an oroin. Just put him in a casket and that's it. What's with tikva renoi? It's an extra limud. Atkan, droshes, that's already Torah Sheva Peh. He doesn't hold it a droshes. But Shmuel Malka was a great lamdin, because he wanted to know where's chiv kvura. So the question is, why did Shmuel Malka care so much if the difference between chiv kvura or minig olam of kvura? What was the nafka minute to him? Because Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoi was Isaac in Kvura, what does he need more of a raya of the Inyan God of Kvura? That's one thing we have to understand. Another thing is, the Hagoyis Yaivitz, the Bank of Emden, asks a Kushi Atzuma. Why didn't Rav Chama bring a raya? The Parsha Shavua. Avram Avinu went a great lens, made a great effort. A Merzalach Pelo, he went maybe Shtadlis with the Bnei Ches, with Ephraim, Arba Meir Shekel, and he paid a lot. He wants to bury his Nifta, Achuzas Keva. Why did he bring a Rai from that? So, Hursa Kushi Atzuma, and he says it can't be, what will we say, that he would have answered that because other Mechava were buried there. He says, Shmuel Malka didn't know all these things. Shmuel Malka did not know the history that the other Marishan and the Chava were buried there. But that's something we have to understand, even if he would know, would that be an answer which Shmuel Malka would say? Or that would be, not only he didn't know, but if he would have known, maybe he would never have the whole question to begin with. The Gemara afterwards, clears a shayla. If the ikachiv of Kvura is mitam bezoyon, or kapora, bezoyin, so the maid shouldn't have a bezoyin, the family shouldn't have a bezoyin, or it's a kapora, so as a shpola, they put the person on the ground, it's kapora, so the word brings nafke minis. There is a kasha, which I didn't see people asking, but it's a shtarka kasha. When we come to a beis olam, nicht leilenu auf Jahrzeiten, wo die sehr gute Sache, davenen auf Jahrzeiten bei Korum. What do we say the bracha? She kilkel es, kilkel es kan bedin, heimus es kan bedin. Then we say the po'atum, mechayim esim, brach and ram, say mechnoiflim, retuchoylim, atasurim, kayim anas nisheni ofo. When a yid comes to a base, oylam, he's misboinen, in ashor asa nefesh, in amunat chiyas amesim. Is that a great inyan in Kvura? The Gemara is not misyachas to that inyan. For the inyan of ashor asa nefesh. So in order to understand this, we have to understand that the Tashbit says that there's a chiyas Kvura with the Raisa, even if hundreds of years later, there's still a chiyas Kvura. And that chiyas Kvura has to be ashor asa nefesh, because the Kvura bezoyin. When there's mamish nothing, nobody knows who the person is, and there's already kamat nothing. Is that somois? Bechura, bezoyin, and kapora are not the main mechayvim. It could be yet, it's not muchrach. But there's a great inyan of ashoras hanefesh. What happened to the inyan of ashoras hanefesh in kvura? Tchias hameisim. Amuna b'tchias hameisim. Hashoras hanefesh. The internality of the soul. Nitzchias hanefesh. Right, so there's a Zoya, I think it's a Zoya, I'm not sure, but either it's a mention of a Zoya that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that is Kvura, because otherwise you're a Gazlin. Lo Ofer Ata Toshuv, because the person has to give back the offer. So that's another aspect in Kvura, which we have to understand, Taka. But that's also not mentioned in the Gemara, so we have to understand this maybe some Achleikis in Medroshim or in Zoya, that could be Kabbalah.
Shabbat
Al-Khor
said about Avram that it was also
Minikam Okram. Oh, so we'll get to it.
The Khor is not Kapora because after 7 years they carry them. But the Khor is not Kapora.
So. Oh, by going off, it's not a. It's not right. So, the Gabi Kapora, that's not a Kashi. He was into these things of Kapora and Itzrius and Ganeg Nomeo Mabo. But the question is on the Gemara alone. The Gemara is not Mishach Sadis Zach of Ashar Sadevesh. Which when we come to the Beis Oil, we make a bracha, Beis Oil, it's an inyan yisoydi moid. So before we go in to understand this inyan, we have to understand that Klal Yisrael, we have a Mesoira of Teresh of Alper, and we know why Avraham Avinu was very much beleaped in Moras HaMachpelah. The Rabbeinu Bechai says that in Moras HaMachpelah, whoever's buried there is... Nafsho is mischaber, gets connected to Ira Eloikim in Lemaila and Shemaim. The Ira Eloikim, the Bible says such a thing over there, Ira Eloikim. Maybe it's connected to Yerushalayim, there's always Yerushalayim Shalmalo. Ira Eloikim, and he's mischaber, the Dalid Machnois Shechina. This all special Indian of Boris Alachbeila. The Nafsho is mischaberes lekise akovoid. We have here another connection of Yankov, if you do as you state, that Muz Diyukno is Choke Bikisei HaKovoid. Here we have another thing, that Yankov Avinu had another, or maybe it's even tied together, this Inyonim, that he was kosher straight to Kisei HaKovoid. So that's one thing. In Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, it says also when the Malachim came to be, or they were guests by Avraham Avinu, he went to bring them Bokor, he went to Shechta Apar. So he went to the Machsan over there, the place where they keep the Porois. And what?
The Refes.
And he went to, he took one, Avraham Avinu picked one out. The one he picked out started running away from him. He ran after him, and he ran into Moras HaMachpelah. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos, ran to Moras HaMachpelah, and that's how Avraham Avinu got to know the place. But the Medrash HaGadol in Rus is Moisif afterwards, that he smelled over there, Reach Shepsomim Shel Gan Eden, and he heard a baskoil which said, that here Adam Arishon and Chava were buried, and the Ovois Asidim Likover Poim. That's what he heard. So Miyad Nichsaf Lamokoim, he had a special leapshaft, a special kesher or ava to this place that he wanted to be nikvar there. But it says even more than that, that it was Yedua b'meshach kol adoyros, and a lot of people, the tzaddikim, there was Noach, Mesushelach, a lot of tzaddikim, and a lot of people that wanted to get buried in Moras HaMachpelah. Likewise, this thing, people knew this extra special thing of Psomim and Reach Gan Eden, and like the Rabbeinu Bechai says, there's a connection straight to Kisei HaKovoi. Likewise, the people knew it. But there was a fire. The Malachi Ashores made a big fire, which stopped, did not let people come in. Because it was Mezumen from Adam Arishan till Avraham Avinu, nobody can be there, even Grace of Tzaddikim. Now this alone already says something, that we have a special connection from Adam Arishan to Avraham Avinu, and afterwards, the following connection. What is the following? That Avraham Avinu, this Shvar Malka, what he didn't like about the Shchiyas Kvura was like this. What's the difference? Let's think of the Chiyuv Tvura and Minig. So I say, it wasn't just a Minig or Chiyuv, the same aspect, the same Mahus. He, one thing, what Shter Shvar Malka that he saw by Klal Yisrael Kovar Ameis, is not only Alz Bezoyen, Avdol Kaporim from Chal Shaykhlein, by the Negoish Musig, you have to pay your respects to the deceased and you have to bury him. He smelled that alone is not by the Eden. The Eden had this outstanding Mesir Stefesh, that a tekvorim, even hundreds and or thousands of years afterwards, he says this comes from a different Yesoid. And he held that this Yesoid cannot be practically done, only if there is a mechayev in the Torah that you have to. So what do we come out? Because if something is not a must, a mukhrach, that's a tev oilam. People started trying to make that mitzvah is not mukhrach, and that's not for all the times, and things change. If it's not a chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch, in the Rambam, Gepaskin, things tend to fall apart. So he understood that this extra thing of kvura was a chiyuv. Now what didn't he like about it? Because he knew that the Yidin, besides the Chiyuv Kvura, now we'll say there's two dinim over here. The actual Maisa Kvura is a Neis L'Fonecho, and you have to bury and put him in the ground. It's a Cheftzel Maisa Kvura, could be Bezoyin or Kapora. But there's something much more Yesoidistic involved over here. The Toyeles, the Toitzoev Kvura is that Klal Yisrov Abote Oilom and the Maris HaMachpela, Kevarocho, which this is all a Hemshech. A Hemshech from Adam Arishon, which a Tachlis of the Bria, like the Ramchal says, is the Elif HaShvi, Olam Haba Ruchnius. This was a special thing which only Klal Yisrael has. There's religions in Umos Olam who try to copy us, but only we have this. Shri Malka says, who brought this about? Maybe you just made it up. You started this, Avraham Avinu, he started a movement of Amuna, okay. Like they say in Ivrit, Kol HaKavod. But where does this come to Tachlis HaBriah, Shor Malka didn't like? Now, the Tachlis HaBriah was because the Eden had a Messiah, that Avraham Avinu was connected to Adam Arishan. This wasn't just a movement of Amuna in the Welt, Avraham Megair Saschorim, Esanoshim, Vesor Megair Esanoshim. Shor Malka accepted it. There was a Welt. Avraham Avinu brought Amuna to the Welt. But that's not what stared him. It stared him this thing of must, mukhrach, which that brought about to the musig of Botei Oilom, by Beis Oilom and Kvorim, which that is the inyan of Hashora Sanefesh, which means eternity of the soul, which that is all to the one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim, is Tchiyas HaMeisim. And Avraham Avinu, not only did he bring to the world that this movement of Amuna, he brought about that this is Tachlis Brias HaOdom Min Oilom. Hayoim Haras Oilom is the Yoim of Brias HaOdom. So now we understand. Now that we. Any question?
And Adam Arishan didn't have that
movement, no.
So his was just a minute.
Then. Well, from Adam. No, oh, so here we're going to get to the Kvura. So he said that he. Shvar Malkis Taina was that the Kvura started from Avraham Avinu. So that is, start with this. See, we're not going to, Rav Kamur told Oras HaMachpelah, look at Avraham Avinu, twice to build. You know why Avraham Avinu tried to start wanted was so Moshe Nefesh to build? Because of what says in the Ramban. Because every Shevet and every Mishpacha had their Beis Olam. Now let's think about it. Why did they have it? I remember when I was a child, my father took me to upstate New York to, there's a Roosevelt mansion there. And there was a cave there of Roosevelt. And we went to spoil with kids, this is the president. And wow, where did he come from? Shteitzer, when you get older, you see what kind of Russia he was. But the Goyim, the Musig of Kvorim is monumental memories of all the great things they did. That was the Indian why every Shevet had a special place where they were Koyder, their Mason. Because everybody got together and everybody was Mizboinen in the great tradition of this country, the Greeks, the Romans. So Avraham Avinu said, I will do the same. And when my Enoch was coming daven over here, what will they be Mizboinen? That Avraham Avinu brought Emuna to the world. That's what Avraham Avinu wanted to do. So Rav Chama could not bring this. Because that's exactly what Shmuel Malka was timing. That this is a new movement. Say that. Amunah, because he was also a Maimon. But you, Klal Yisrael, have something much more. You're going all the way to the roots of Tachlis Abriah. That's what Shmuel Malka would not accept. So therefore, the Gemara could not bring the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu to buy more Samach Pela. Now Rabbi Yankee Lemda says another thing. That the Gemara couldn't have answered about Adam and Chava. That the reason Avram wanted Aras HaPelah was because Adam and Chava was there. Now the Gemara, like Yom says, the Gemara couldn't have answered it. Well, people were saying that not only the Gemara couldn't answer it. The whole taina of Shvar Malka was because he was quite... Shvar Malka didn't know. Not only he didn't know, but the whole taina which he had on Klal Yisrael, this extra thing that Kivrei Mesim is a must. It's Muchrach, Umbadings, Kedish Zayin Andish. Because he was Koifer in the Musig of the Hemshech of Adam Arishim, which the Malachi Ashoris was saying that this is the place of Adam Arishim. We feel this, we can understand that that's these two Inyonim, separate Inyonim. There's the Kvura, like we said, there's a Chiv Likvar Es Mesoi, which that Chiv is the Heft of the Maisa Kvura. That has Mezoina Meis. And that could be that Umas Oilam have the Darga of Chiv Kvura in a Darga of Minig. Very nice. Could be the Ratzkar in it. They have a Minig that it should be Kavan Ameis. It shouldn't be a Mezoin. But Klal Yisrael, when we come to a Beis Oilam, we don't say, thank you Hashem that My grandfather, with his grace at Tzaddik, was buried there, and he didn't have a bezoyin that would leave the goof outside. And in Boshen, he has a kapura if he did a lot of avers. Whoever comes to the Beis Olam for that, he doesn't have to come onto the goyin who held that you don't have to come to the Beis Olam. He shouldn't come to the Beis Olam at all. We come to the Beis Olam to be mekayim the bracha shechilke les tamedin veheimis es tamedin veosid lahachyos kulchem, which is a great chizuk in Amunah. In Kletsk, there was a Yid that was Nifter a lot of years before the time, which was this was a time in the 30s or in the late 20s. And his family, I suppose they buried him al Tanai, and the family wanted to move him to Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to move him to Eretz Yisrael, like a Sach Yidin. Have a bakosha, they should take them to Eretz Yisrael, lachem ev esrim. So they wanted to take them, the family wanted to take them to Eretz Yisrael. I suppose he was buried all tonight. So they went to Rabbaran Kotla, and Rabbaran Kotla didn't like that idea so much. He said, it's a major, major hoitzah. Imagine those days, even Haim gets a great hoitzah. With the hoitzahs in those days from Kletz to Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't like, you know, one-way tickets, it was a boat to here, where they get all the papers, basically it was Shoyler here. Who Shoyler there, just all the British or the Turks, basically. As Rabbi Kotler said, no, just take all the money and to give it to Tzedakah, Le'ilui Nishmas, to give it to Elohim the Torah, Le'ilui Nishmasoi. So there was a whole Shiloh what to do. At the end, the family wanted very much, so it was decided to send Rav Shach to the Chofetz Chaim with Shailas Chochem. came to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim heard the Shaila, and the Chofetz Chaim said, no, not to send him to Eretz Yisrael, not to move him to Eretz Yisrael. He agrees with Rabban Kotler. The Chofetz Chaim was also Moisef. He says, listen, this Aniyah Yerchuk Koyt, they're going to take him to Eretz Yisrael. Here people come, family come, and they daven. They give tzedakahs to Torah, Hazakas Torah. And they take him to Eretz Yisrael. So the people at Yisrael will daven all. They give Leul Nishmosa to tzedakahs to Eretz Yisrael. The Maisa, the town has a chiv, and I'm not giving them a heta now that we have a good teretz over here, you know. We have a lot of visitors over here. Yeah, you know, there's a Maisa for the Chofetz Chaim. We have to worry about our moistas. But then it was a grace enough gemina by Sechoiz. And so Rav Shach asked the Chofetz Chaim, he should give it to him in writing. You know, he's going back to Kletzk. He's like, Maisa, the Rebbe, the Chofetz Chaim, people say he meant this and he meant that. Chofetz Chaim said, no, he's not giving it in writing. So Rav Shach stayed overnight, and he asked Mendel Zaks, the Eid of Chofetz Chaim, what are we doing here? You know, we need this letter, it's a very important thing. So he said, we'll go in again to the Chofetz Chaim in the morning. Rav Shach again went in the morning to the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim again said this inyan, and he said he was moisef for Yisoid Godel. He says Avraham Avinu was moitzi. He took out 400 shekel, which wasn't some 400 shekel of shkolim, which were also very expensive then. It was over the seicher, like Ephraim got him to say ben lo ben imao, but he wanted really the big money. So he said, all this thing of going through great hishtadlusin, of being taking that money is all koyd matan Torah. La'achar matan Torah, there is no such inyan. And then Rav Shach said, oh, now we really got to get it in writing. Chofetz Chaim didn't want to give it in writing. So Matam, a certain time, he didn't want to give it in writing.
What do you mean? What did he mean? What did he say?
He would, no, because this hoitzah of taking the mace from Kletz, hoitzah was a big hoitzah. And there was a vikuah, Rabban Kotler tainted, that's better to give the tzedakah, tachzokas Torah, leidu l'shmosah. So the Chofetz Chaim was machriya that Rabban Kotler is right. I, Lamaisa, see Avraham Avinu went at great lengths to take out a lot of money to tzorchi kvura in this place, Eretz Yisrael. It says also in the Rishonim, I think the Rabban, that Sarah had a grace of schus that she was buried in Eretz Yisrael. You see that grace of union of a buried in Eretz Yisrael was also by not only Maris HaMachpelah. So we see that there's a great Indian of being buried in Eretz Yisrael, and Avraham Avinu spent so much money for it, and he made a whole Maaseh Matan, it was a Mesiras Nefesh. So if Avraham Avinu, the Zayda, was so Moisa Nefesh, and paid such a great amounts of money to bring over to bury Sora Meinu in a place which is a Choshev Ruchni Yistika Hashpur, so if somebody wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, Avada, this is a good Zap. So the Chofetz Chaim said, "Enochanami, there's a great nafgiming. This is koydim matan Torah. Noch what?
That's the kasha.
Oh,
why?
Right. Now koydim matan Torah, lachem matan Torah is a grosser nafgiming. Koydim matan Torah, like we spoke, Avraham Avinu had a tafkid. Avraham Avinu's tafkid in the world was not a rabotzas Torah. Was not to be mekayim in the stack of a rice of our alma. Avad in the shtalshelus, in the settings of each door and door, of course, Avraham Avinu had a great. He was Mekayim Makala Torah Kula. But his tafkid was, what's it? The Welt Frektoch. What's the difference between Avraham Avinu and Mr. Shelach and Noyach? There were a lot of tzaddikim. So the difference is Avraham Avinu did not stam. It wasn't stam a maimon. He made a cause out of it. He made a movement to bring Emunah to the Welt. This zaf was a tafkid of Avraham Avinu. This was all koydim matan Torah. Koydim matan Torah, the avos and the tzaddikim, the tachlis was creating, being machshir the world, setting up the basis for the world of after matan Torah. The tachlis of the world was a stakler arise of bara alma. After matan Torah, our emuna is. Valdetate, like Rav Shach used to say, he says, what's teiku? What's the Rosh Tevis of teiku? Tishbu Yitaris, which teitos, he used to ask, where does it say? Does state Canaanish? He says, you know where it says? When I was a child, my Rebbe told it to me. And when he was a child, his Rebbe told it to him. And this goes back, Datenstatus. That's how we know. If the Matan Torah, Chiv Kvura, and the whole Indian of Emunah as a cause and a movement, all this is Vayaminu Bashemu B'moisha Avdoi. That's if the Matan Torah. Everything, every Chiv in the Torah has on its side an asterisk, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. How in the Kaim Emunah and the movement of Emunah? Not by going around the world and putting up big signs. We believe in whatever. No. How in Mekayim Emunah? Zitzin Lernen, the Rashba, Mitekzois and Rebog Ben. There's our Mokhe Gdush over here, there's our Greisa Platz over here, full of Svorim, Chaget, my Shvogar, Meir lives in Tani, that we learned though, the Shiurim Keseda, there's such a great Mokhe Ma'abotzes Torah. Because Le'achar Matan Torah, this is the Tachlis, that's how we spread Emunah. That's how we have Mekayim, Hashor, Sanefesh. This is if the Matan Torah. The Eibush does all help him. That b'schus des Mokim Kodosh und Shar Mekayim is Hakadosh in Klal Yisrael as we be zoichel abiyas HaMashiach and in the Mekayim Zayin the Amunah of Mekayim Amunosei b'shein Yofor should be zoichel at Tchias HaMesim und as the Eibush will help us on ein Yeshuas Fagans Klal Yisrael.
Amen. Amen. Amen.